It's the WP Minute. This episode is brought to you by Foo Gallery. Check out their latest WooCommerce integration to start selling images right through WooCommerce. Head on over to foo.gallery for more information. You know how it goes. Everything I mention here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out thewpminute.com for the links. In the news, Robert Anderson provides the latest update for WordPress 5.9 on make.wordpress.org. Gutenberg 11.9 will be cut on November 3rd. The merge to core for this release may be tricky, and if you have time to help, they're looking for volunteers for this release. Sarah Gooding over at WP Tavern wrote a great article about how Jetpack is splitting out its commercial backup feature into a standalone plugin that can be used without installing the core Jetpack plugin. The product was built with WooCommerce in mind so that you can restore a site to any past state while keeping orders and products in place. Just a reminder that this is a paid plugin and the backup feature is part of the long-term plan to make Jetpack more modular and less confusing. Gutenberg still continues to be the top of discussion. Carlo Daniel over at Kinsta wrote a detailed development tutorial on building custom Gutenberg blocks. If you find yourself lost in the huge amount of information that the WordPress Block Editor Handbook provides, then this is a great tutorial for you to review. It helps you set up development environments for Gutenberg blocks. Just note that you may still struggle with JavaScript, Node.js, React, Redo, and as a developer, you should have a good understanding of these. Another cool tutorial written by Joshua Daly over at Web3WP covers an experiment with WAPU. The information is over on GitHub. Joshua covers how the first experiment includes four distinct web apps that work together for minting the generative NFT WAPU collectibles. Hey, Brad Williams. So if you're a developer interested in NFTs, you can start to build your own art NFT project by starting here. Justin Ferriman wrote a great post called Matt's Page Builder, where he talks about the block editor trying to be two things, a place to write and a page builder. It seemed when Gutenberg was first released, it would act more like a front-end page builder, but it was not that at all. Is Gutenberg the great editor replacement? This article led to several discussions about how the editor is okay for writing, but seems like it's a little forced as a tool that needs to be adopted for building and writing. Joe Casabona followed up with a blog post on how the Gutenberg editor has never really been the best place to write. At the risk of rubbing a lot of people the wrong way, he also falls into using the editor for a quick post, which seems good enough. He presents several reasons why you should write somewhere else and then send it to WordPress. You can customize your work and then have local backups, write your piece once and publish everywhere. When Gutenberg matures as an editor, it may make sense to use it for your own writing. I remember at one point, Google Docs was supposed to copy-paste seamlessly into Gutenberg, and it still doesn't work for me. I don't know. Reach out to me if you know a way to make Google Docs work. There was a lot of activity with page builders this week. Beaver Builder announced the release of Assistant Pro, which they have been working on for some time. Assistant Pro lets you export, import, and save page builder templates and other design assets to the cloud, and works with many of the most popular page builders. Matt Medeiros, hey, that's me, reviewed Assistant Pro several years ago in March of 2019 on his Plug and Tut channel. That's me again. Congratulations to Beaver Builder for the hard work around the release. Ferdy Korpashek, I hope I pronounced your name correctly, reviews how you can save all your templates to the cloud using the Page Builder Cloud. Let's not forget Layouts Cloud, that is the cloud plugin for Divi. Events, WordCamp EU for 2022. WCEU is opening the call for organizers for WCEU 2022. Even with the uncertainty in the world with COVID-19, optimism is there around Porto, Portugal 2022. The planning team is looking for people to join the planning team. Can you believe it? From our contributors and producers, a public GitHub repository for WP Cloud Deploy was announced, marking a new era in the open source journey for WPCD. Previously, the code was only available for folks who purchased a license. Now it's available for anyone. Birgit Polyhack tweeted a thank you to Johnny Harris for his dedication and passion for WordPress by becoming a maintainer of the REST API in WordPress core. We welcome Paul Lacey to WP Minute as the new managing editor. Paul is familiar in the WordPress community. Some of you may know him from his previous role on WP Build's podcast co-hosting with Nathan Wrigley. Paul devoted a large portion of his professional life to WordPress as an advocate, business owner, and content creator. If you'd like to get to know Paul a little more, go listen to his interview this week on the WP Minute. The interview focuses on the idea of journalism where folks in the WordPress community can get their short-form content in front of the world. They even discuss the content bounty stuff. Oh, by the way, we just put $400 back into the hands of two members, Paul being one of them, and Michelle Frechette being another. Matt Cromwell and Jeff Chandler had some fun reminiscing through Twitter about Bob Dunn's article updating a couple of WordPress sites that he had over 100 plugins. This got Bob hunting through the archives for the article and was able to find the video in his, well, dusty archives. It's a good reminder that updating WordPress is often seamless. Enjoy this walkthrough through time updating WordPress 4.0. Thanks to all of the members who shared these links today: Paul Lacey, Birgit Pauli Hack, Jeff Chandler, Devinder Singh Kainth, Nigel Bahadur, and Daniel Schutzmith. We welcome a new contributing member this week, Dave Rodenbaugh. Dave is the founder of Recapture.io, which does email marketing and SMS for a variety of e-commerce platforms, particularly in WordPress. I did an interview last July on the Matt Report where you can find more about Dave. Check that out. You can buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/MattReport. Join the membership for $79 a year. You can become part of the weekly WordPress news. Join our private Discord. Get in the action. Share links. Get mentioned. Make some money. Part of a content bounty, I've put $400 back into the hands of two members. Nobody else is doing this in the WordPress news space. I know there's a lot of options out there. There's a lot of podcasts you can subscribe to. There's a lot of community endeavors you can commit and hand over your hard-earned cash. So I really appreciate everyone who supports, including this month's sponsor, Foo Plugins, Foo Gallery. Thanks for supporting the show. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it on your social media. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. Don't forget to tell your friends how cool the episode was. That was left over from last week's show. Jump on the mailing list at thewpminute.com.